In this video, I'm going to explain the evolutionary psychology behind approach anxiety.
What would be harder to deal with? Being a woman and having men approach you all the time? Or being a man and needing to be brave enough to initiate conversations?
Oh, being the dude's gotta be harder. Being the girl's easy. So easy. But you have to remember that girls are equally as intimidated by guys. They just put up this confident persona, which scares the guys off, but trust me, they're just as afraid to approach. I have seen many, many attractive guys in my life, and I would never approach any of them. Fear of rejection. It's equal on both sides.
You see a beautiful girl on a street, in a bar, at your college, and you want to go up and talk to her. You want to find out if her outer beauty is matched by an inner beauty, and if she's a high-quality girl. If she is, maybe you'll make her your girlfriend. But instead of going up and speaking to her, you freeze. You don't move and the panic starts to set in. You are overcome by fear, and while you're frozen in inaction, she moves on. She continues walking down the street. Now, you'll never really know whether there could have been something between the two of you because the opportunity has been lost. What you have just experienced is called approach anxiety. It stops you from speaking to women out of a fear of being rejected. Now, some people will tell you that this fear is completely irrational, that it's just a social construct that you need to overcome and evolve past. They'll say that the idea that you shouldn't go up and talk to women and approach them is completely irrational and you just need to get rid of this feeling. They are mistaken. Approach anxiety is not a social construct and it is not irrational. Approach anxiety is a deeply rooted evolutionary instinct. And it is highly rational. It is designed to protect you and to ensure your survival. That doesn't mean that you should listen to it. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't work to overcome it. Let me explain what I mean. When you're walking in nature and suddenly you come across a snake, you feel this fear, this instinct that tells you to avoid this creature because it's poisonous and could do you harm. A fear of snakes is not an irrational fear because that creature could poison you. Just like a fear of heights is not entirely irrational because falling from a great height could cause death, or fear of fire because fires could burn you. We all have fears, and these are evolutionary instincts designed to protect us. So why are men scared to approach women? How does that protect us? How is that rational? I understand the confusion because it seems counterintuitive. You know, after all, the best way for your genes to survive is to reproduce. But how are you going to reproduce if you don't go and speak to women? Why is it that our biology isn't hardwired to just approach thousands of girls? Why aren't we incentivized to do that? Because surely it's just a numbers game, and the more women that we approach, don't we have a better chance of reproducing? The answer is yes and no. Your ultimate goal is to reproduce, but the cells in your body understand that you need to be smart about how you do that. There's nuance to it, and just blindly approaching every woman that you see is not going to work. In fact, it could lead to extremely negative consequences that actually impair your ability to attract a partner and reproduce at all. These days, the majority of human beings live in cities, but that wasn't the case for most of our human ancestors. For the majority of human evolution, human beings lived inside small tribes. And if you want to understand why we have the evolutionary instincts that we do, you need to remember how it was for our ancestors. If you're a young man living in a small tribe of, say, just a couple of hundred human beings, then the pool of women, you know, young, fertile women that you could potentially choose as a mate, is going to be very, very small, perhaps only 10 or so. All the other women are too old or too young, or have already had children with another man, so you have a very small pool to choose from. With such a tiny demographic of potential reproductive partners available, it's a really big deal when you approach one of them. Back in our caveman days, if you went up to a woman and asked her to mate with you, if she says no, that is massive. You've just blown 10% of your chance to reproduce. With so much at stake, it is no wonder we have approach anxiety. And of course, it's worth remembering that back in tribal days, you didn't have the luxury that we have with our modern cities of just approaching another girl 5 minutes later. In a city of millions, you can approach women basically consequence-free. You get rejected plenty, that doesn't really matter. But in a small tribe, rejection means a lot more because you've just blown it with one of your only options. Add on to that the fact that that girl is likely to go and speak to all of the other girls who are likely her friends and tell them that she's just rejected you, well, you can see why this is such a big deal. After you've been rejected by one girl, that's going to reduce your chances with all of the others. They're going to know that they're only a second or a third choice, And plus, who's going to want to be with a guy that some other girl has already turned down? In reality, it's not like you've blown 10% of your chances. It's like you've blown 100% of your chances. In tribal days, so much would have depended on how this one approach went. It literally could be the difference between you reproducing and you not. Are you beginning to see why there is so much fear about approaching women? Why your entire body is racked with fear while the very cells inside you are just livid with anxiety? You see, the genes in your body are terrified because they know it could all come down to this. Now, not to pile on, but there is another element to this as well. Human beings are social animals, and in all likelihood, back in tribal days, human beings would have coexisted under a sort of social hierarchy. We can infer this by looking at the native tribes that still exist today, as well as our closest relatives, the great apes. So what do you think happens to a young man who's in the sort of middle or lower tiers of the social hierarchy if he approaches the most beautiful girl in the tribe? In all likelihood, the top man, the tribal chief, or maybe his son, is going to punish you for stepping outside of your place. You crossed the line, you should have known your place. That woman is not for you, you don't deserve her. Some guys, when approaching a beautiful woman, actually have this feeling, this visceral sensation that while they're speaking to her, some higher quality man, some top status guy is going to tap them on the shoulder and say, "Dude, what are you doing? This woman's not for you, get back in place." Now, back in tribal days, you didn't have the option of just ignoring these men. You were dependent upon them for survival. Human beings aren't lone animals, we lived as part of tribes. And you need the cooperation of the other men to go and hunt and to exist. Your instincts for survival don't just relate to reproduction and passing your genes on to the next generation. It's also about thriving in the body that you have at the moment. And in order to ensure that, you need to cooperate and get on socially with the other members of your tribe. So you see, if you consider yourself to be, say, a 6, and you approach a girl who's at 10, you're going to trigger this deeply rooted evolutionary fear that some top status man is going to come along and punish you. So now you understand from an evolutionary perspective where approach anxiety comes from. It is not a social construct. It is an instinct that we have to protect us and to ensure our survival. The thing is that the conditions that created this instinct are no longer relevant. We don't live in tribes anymore. So while the fear itself is rational, letting it dictate your life isn't. You have to ignore that instinct and start speaking to women. You need to overcome this approach anxiety. Don't let this old, outdated evolutionary instinct stop you from making new friends, seizing new opportunities, speaking to beautiful, high-quality women. If you do get rejected, it might feel like it's the end of the world, but in reality, it's actually not that big a deal. What comes to mind is exposure therapy, this idea that if you expose yourself to something often enough, it loses its sting. If you get rejected enough times, then eventually you just get numb to it because you realize the world didn't end. You can just approach another girl. Your chances of reproduction are still high because you live in a city with thousands or even millions of women. We no longer live in small tribes, so don't let this relic of the past, this approach anxiety, stop you from going after what you want.